Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on the resurrection, we were talking about the sureness of the resurrection of the saints and the destruction that will occur on earth at that time. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
There's an old spiritual that says, nobody knows the troubles that I've seen. Nobody knows but my Jesus. Well, one day, we'll all know the heroes of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll know it, and it won't be based on looks, money, but rather on character, on faithfulness. Instead of looking at the power and authority today's men carry, we will recognize the submissiveness of heart. And not only a submissive heart, but the agape love that filled that heart. If the dead rise not, he says, let us eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we die. Now, this is the attitude of those who say, get all the gusto you can get. You only go around once in life. Well, people that say that do not know or believe the truth the Bible gives us about the resurrection. In other words, if there is no resurrection, then wickedness is profitable. Someone has said crime doesn't pay, and that may be true, but it seems like in many places today it doesn't cost very much. People get off with a slap in the hand. They get off with this and that. And get all the gusto you can get becomes a smart philosophy instead of debauchery if there is no resurrection. But there is a resurrection, my friend. And because there is, let's consider 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hasting unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. You see, there is a resurrection. Oh, listen, Jesus is going to come again to this earth. He is going to judge this earth. And the day of God, he is actually going to have the heavens on fire. The things are going to be dissolved. Oh, great destruction. But when Jesus does rapture, or if at the end of the tribulation, he comes back, how do you want to be caught? If you got saved during the tribulation, how would you want to be caught? If he comes back before the tribulation, how do you want to be caught? The rapture. Will you be ashamed? Will he find you in all holy conversation, that is, lifestyle and godliness? Will he find you diligent, without spot, and blameless? You better consider it if you're a Christian, because these things are reality. Now, we go on to verses 33 and 34 here, 1 Corinthians 15, studying the resurrection chapter. And he says, be not deceived. evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness, and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Now he says, evil companionships corrupt good manners. Now, why is that in the middle of a doctrinal dissertation about the resurrection? Why does he say evil companionship corrupt good manners? It doesn't sound like it has anything to do with the resurrection. But my friend, think of the context in which this is written. The context is that some teach there is no resurrection bodily. My friend, that is a very false doctrine. That's why I always tell people, you go to a church and you hear the preacher preach on the resurrection, you say, well, boy, he's a solid believer. Make sure you ask that preacher afterwards, does he believe in the literal bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ? And does he believe that we will be bodily risen and given new bodies, changed at that very moment that we're raised? If they don't say that they do believe that, then my friend, those are false prophets. And you don't want to be caught with them. This tells us then that an individual that you may know who has this false doctrine that does not believe in a bodily resurrection, then you know that they are an evil companion in God's eyes, because this is God's word. Therefore, don't fellowship with them, because evil companionship corrupts good manners. We are told in Romans chapter 16, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Have you ever had somebody tell you, I don't like that church, they're too dogmatic? You know, dogmatic refers to doctrine. So, really, they have scripturally complimented you if they say that you're too dogmatic. Now, to the world, being dogmatic, being scriptural, is not a compliment. But to a Christian, that ought to be a high compliment. I'm glad when people say that I'm too dogmatic. And the Bible here tells me to mark, in other words, publicly, that's what mark then means, publicly identify those which teach doctrine that is contrary to the doctrine here of God's word. One of those areas is the literal, physical, bodily resurrection. We're not only to mark them, we are to avoid them. Now, he says, be not deceived. Now, how would a person be deceived? Well, the angels of Satan parade as angels of light. In 2 Corinthians 11:13-15, we read, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Wow. That tells me something. Now, my friend, these people who are religious people, and they'll sound kind and loving and friendly and likable, and they'll even sound like they're right. Well, it wouldn't be deception if it was easily seen. That is why we must be so familiar with the Word of God. It's kind of like the people who tell us about counterfeit money. They're trained to know the real thing. That way, when a counterfeit shows up, even though to my eye I can't tell a difference, they can. And when you get so familiar with the Word of God, then you'll be able to better see the counterfeits that sound so and look so convincing. They are deceivers. And no wonder, because Satan was a deceiver from the beginning. So stay away from one who holds false doctrine, as you would stay away from a dope addict, someone with a contagious, deadly disease, or a criminal. Remember what one rotten apple does to a whole bushel. If If you start listening to them and being part of them and listen to their arguments and doctrines enough, because they're friendly and outgoing, there'll be a temptation to compromise yourself. We must always watch out for that sinful act of compromise. And by the way, that is a sin any time you compromise the doctrine of the Word of God. Now he said in verse 34, to awake to righteousness. Give your attention to righteousness and seek it as the hart, that is the deer, panteth after the water brook. Now, my friend, there is a difference between holiness and righteousness. There is a difference between love and holiness and righteousness. Yet, the differences they have makes them distinctive. However, holiness, righteousness, and love are never, never divorced one from the other. Now, in verse 34, here, 1 Corinthians 15, awake to righteousness and sin not. Don't get caught up in this false doctrine, in other words. It is a sin when you do. They usually split churches. And oftentimes when people leave a church over false doctrine, it's interesting to see these people 5 years later. Many of them are not in church. They're miserable. And usually the one who did the deceiving has gone to another church and is instigating something there as well. So my friend, in the church at Corinth, there were people that had influenced some other folks about the doctrine of resurrection. They said there is no bodily resurrection. It's spiritual only. And people were deceived. And he says, I speak this to your shame. When apathy is in the church, that don't care attitude, when that hits the church, it will often tolerate false doctrine. And my friend, these evil communications corrupt. Therefore, get rid of them. Hopefully, they'll turn from their false doctrine, and they can be restored to fellowship. But don't restore them to fellowship until they turn from false doctrine. Not because Andy Bloom says so, but because the Bible tells me so. Now, the chapter continues by looking at the resurrection as it is revealed in nature, in verses 33 through 50. Now, I want you to note, before I look at these verses, Psalms chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. There it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.